Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day of interrogation for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Right now, she's being questioned by Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Democrat, very liberal Democrat. He is pushing on her regarding an anti-abortion ad, a pro-life ad, which she signed in a local newspaper in Indiana in 2006. Let's go directly to Judge Barrett.
Made it public, I believe. Let me ask you about another letter, 2013 letter. Mm-hmm. You signed on to this letter regarding Roe v. Wade. It was sponsored by the University Faculty for Life at Notre Dame. You remember that organization, correct?
I do.
And the letter described Roe v. Wade as, it's behind me, infamous. And it stated that the signatories, quote, renew our call for the unborn to be protected in law, correct?
Yes, I believe the full statement says, I'm testing my eyesight here, our full support for our university's commitment to the right to life, because, you know, Notre Dame is a Catholic university and embraces the teachings of the Catholic Church on abortion. And so as a faculty member and member of the University Faculty for Life, I signed that statement.
But you didn't disclose that letter.
Again, Senator, I produced 1,800 pages of material, and all six prior nominees have had to supplement because they've overlooked things. 30 years worth of material is a lot to try to find and remember.
You disclosed it, in fact, just about 3 days ago, I believe, right?
Because that's when it was brought to my attention. I had no recollection of it, and it surfaced in the press, and so it came to my attention, and then I supplemented. And I did think it was responsive because it was a statement of an organization of which I was part, and I belonged to the University Faculty for Life at the time.
If this process maybe had been a little less rushed, you might have had more time to go back and recall some of these documents?
Well, Senator, as I said, all six prior nominees, or the most recent six, have had to supplement too. So I don't think it really had anything to do with time. I think it has to do with the volume of material.
And when you and I spoke, when you appeared before this committee in connection with your 2017 nomination, I didn't have the benefit of any of these documents, although I asked you about right of privacy and the validity of Roe v. Wade, correct?
Senator, I said on my SJQ when I was nominated to the Seventh Circuit, and I said again now, I produced all the material that I could find, and I conducted searches to try to find things that I forgot, and I didn't find that. I understand that someone had to manually go to Notre Dame and look through back archives. I didn't remember it, and I couldn't find it. I assure you I was not trying to hide it from you.
So, Judge, and I apologize for interrupting you. I'm pressed for time.
Sure.
Respectfully, I want to share another healthcare story with you. This is about Samantha. One night in January 2017, Samantha went out with a few friends and coworkers. She woke up the next morning in a coworker's home, confused, scared, covered in blood. She'd been raped. After she was raped, Samantha was, in her words, a zombie. She couldn't change clothes, she couldn't shower, she couldn't drink or think. She wanted this event to be erased from her memory. Samantha's attacker also began stalking her, and she was struggling with depression and PTSD. In March, Samantha took a pregnancy test, and then another, then another. They kept coming back with the same result, pregnant. After the horrible violence she faced, she simply couldn't process that she was now pregnant. When Samantha shared her story with me, she said, I knew if I couldn't end this pregnancy, it would end me. So she decided to get an abortion. Now, as you know, Judge, the landmark Roe v. Wade decision gave her that option. It gave women the right to decide for themselves whether and when to have a child. Roe didn't compel Samantha to get an abortion. It didn't tell her what she had to do, but it gave her that choice. The question,
so what's the question
I would like to ask you concerns your legal position. Does the Constitution protect Samantha's right to have an abortion?
Roe versus Wade clearly held that the Constitution protected a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy. Casey upheld that central holding and spelled out in greater detail the test that the court uses to consider the legality of abortion regulations.
Now, I'm asking you this question because the group that sponsored the first letter, St. Joseph's County Right to Life, as it was then known, states, quote, abortion is never the right answer, even in cases of sexual assault or where the pregnant woman's life is in danger. And the purpose of the letters that you signed seemed to be a statement of legal position, but you're saying that there is a constitutional right to an abortion.
Senator, the statement that I signed from the St. Joseph County Right to Life didn't say anything about rape or incest or any of those things. It simply validated the teaching of my church on the sacredness of life from conception to natural death.
What I hear you saying is, in the Constitution, there is that right.
You mean when I was talking about Roe and Casey a moment ago?
Well, yeah. Roe was correctly decided. You're agreeing that...
What I said was that Roe held that the Constitution protects a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy, that Casey reaffirms that holding, and indeed many cases after Casey have affirmed that holding again, Whole Woman's Health, for example. So I think we might be talking past each other because the statements that I signed were statements of my personal beliefs and not...
Not your personal belief, Your Honor, your legal position. Are you willing to say that Roe was correctly decided? Because that's really the essence of the question here.
Well, Senator, as I've said, you know, to others of your colleagues in response to questioning, that it's inconsistent with the duties of a sitting judge, and therefore has been the practice of every nominee that sat in the seat before me to take positions on cases that the court has decided in the past.
Well, I think Samantha and a lot of rape survivors would be really deeply fearful about that answer because it provides no reassurance that you believe that Roe was correctly decided. Let me talk about Tracy. I want to tell you about her because she, again, came to me, told me she was diagnosed with stage 4 endometriosis, and that it had caused an ongoing inability to have a healthy pregnancy. But as she says, she was one of the, quote, lucky ones. She had access to care and was able to receive treatment to assist in getting and staying pregnant. And I have encountered, maybe you have, many members of the military, veterans, who have sought similar kinds of treatment, some of them because they've suffered wounds of war. Tracy was scared when she saw the executive director of the St. Joseph County Right to Life.
Okay, we will get back to this. It's deeply misleading what Senator Blumenthal is doing, and I will explain why as soon as we come back. We'll also try to bring you the rest of this interchange on the explosive always issue of abortion coming up on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Richard Blumenthal, who is a former attorney general for the state of Connecticut, is interrogating Judge Barrett, and he's back to that letter that she signed for a newspaper ad in Indiana in 2006. Listen.
We express our love and support for the mothers who bear them. Again, it was a statement validating the position of the Catholic University at which I worked in support for life and to, you know, support women in crisis pregnancies, to support babies. So it's really no more than the expression of a pro-life view.
I expect we'll be talking more about this issue tomorrow. I want to move now to another topic. You and Senator Durbin and others talked about your dissent in Cantor v. Barr, and I think your approach here, in effect, usurps the legislature's appropriate role in making policy judgments. In the case of Cantor, which, by the way, you put first on the list of decisions that you thought were most important that you have written, is that correct?
I don't remember the order in which I listed them.
It was first.
I accept that. I just don't remember the order.
Okay.
I did list it. I remember listing it.
Okay. But that decision seems to usurp the legislature's role in deciding who should be permitted to have firearms and who should not. Because you decided the legislature was wrong to classify felons as not deserving of firearms. You decided as a matter of policy that when they were not dangerous, they should have that right. That's a policy or legislative judgment. And I think it has huge ramifications for real people across the country. And I want to tell you about one of them from Sandy Hook, Connecticut.
We're going to have enough.
Natalie. Who is shown here with her brother Daniel.
Okay, let me, because he is speaking so slowly, let me try to, I can cut to the chase here, I think. Because I know this case, Cantor v. Barr. And what the case was, is it legitimate in the face of the,
great educators died as well. In the firehouse that day, there was unspeakable grief. And 8 years later, Natalie says that grief remains with her. But Natalie, like Newtown, is resilient and strong, and her grief and trauma have spurred hope and action. She and many young people across the country are leading a movement to deal with the epidemic and scourge of gun violence in this country. What happened at Sandy Hook was not an isolated instance. There have been 236 other mass shootings in the last decade. In the last 10 years, gun violence has taken more than 354,000 lives in rural communities and urban communities all around the country. And I'm sure in Indiana and South Bend as well. Your opinion in Cantor goes farther than Justice Scalia in Heller. In fact, you characterized it as kind of radical. It is, in effect, an outlier. And it is, in fact, radical.
Did I say it was radical in the opinion?
I think you said, quote, it sounds kind of radical to say felons can have firearms. That's a direct quote.
Oh, I didn't remember that particular language.
You can...
I just don't recall it, but I'm not nitpicking about it.
We can look it up.
That's fine, Senator. I don't think you're making it up, yeah. Trust me. No, I'll check it and look it up. But I know that's not the thrust of your question.
It sounds kind of radical because it is radical. In fact, no courts of appeals except maybe the Seventh Circuit has adopted this reasoning.
The Third Circuit, I think, has a rule that's...
The Third Circuit. Any others?
I don't know that it's
come
up.
I knew there was one circuit that did. I wasn't sure which one. But thank you.
My position was consistent with a Third Circuit en banc decision that had already been decided.
And cutting through all of the legalese, and we've had quite a bit of it going back and forth, what this approach does potentially is mean that Connecticut's gun safety provisions, that the people of Newtown, Kristen and Michael Song, on behalf of their son Ethan, who perished because of a gun that was unsafely stored, they championed a measure called Ethan's Law. Common sense measures that might have prevented the death of Shane Oliver, Janet Rice's son, who died on October 20th, 2012. Shane was killed when he was 20 years old in Hartford. He died fighting for his life in Hartford Hospital. And measures like the Emergency Risk Protection Order that Connecticut now has. 19 states have these laws. They've saved lives. And Extreme Risk Protection Order laws, which help minimize risk, might well be struck down under the reasoning of your dissent.
Absolutely not. He hasn't read her dissent.
Reached even those issues. My dissent was about the narrow question about whether a felon who sold fraudulent foot inserts could automatically be disqualified from his Second Amendment rights simply on that basis. It said that guns can be kept out of the hands of the dangerous, and it didn't say anything about other gun safety or background check. Those are all issues that are being litigated across the country and were not at issue in Cantor.
But supplanting the legislator's judgment about when dangerous people should be protected from themselves.
No, he's wrong. He's distorting this. What her basic dissent meant in Cantor. And it's very clear, if he bothered to read it, he would know this. He's not a stupid guy, Blumenthal. But her dissent said any dangerous people can be kept away from gun rights if they're shown to be dangerous. But the fact that someone has a felony charge because he sold foot inserts, that should not automatically disqualify him from a constitutional right. It's perfectly reasonable. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continues to face questioning from the Senate Judicial Committee on day two of her confirmation hearing. When pressed by Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California about President Trump's July tweet on delaying the election, Barrett said that she would thoughtfully consider the case if it came before her.
I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process.
So, you know, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit. And I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits. I think we want judges to approach cases thoughtfully and with an open mind.
Social Security recipients will see a small increase to their monthly checks in 2021. The Social Security Administration announced Tuesday that next year's cost of living increase will be 1.3%. That's an average raise of $20 a month. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, I mentioned that I thought that Senator Dick Blumenthal's interrogation of Judge Barrett was particularly unfair. We will get to why coming up. Let me go to some of your calls and to Tony in San Diego. Tony, you're on the Medved show.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding you right. A felon should be able to have a gun, not be able to vote.
No, again, this is, here is what we are talking about. We're talking about one case. I have no idea what Justice Barrett's what her position would be on the idea of denying felons the right to vote. What's that?
I bet we could guess.
I don't know if you could guess, because I actually was surprised to see her dissent in the Cantor case. What that case was about was the basis in which you declare that someone, and because the purpose of the legislation was to reduce the likelihood of giving guns to dangerous people. It was not the idea of your being denied a privilege because you happen to have a felony conviction. It was the idea that certain felony convictions, of course, make you inherently dangerous. And this is in her dissent, is that if you are guilty of domestic violence, if you have anything involving firearms, then of course you lose your Second Amendment right to own a firearm. But what she's saying is that if you have a white-collar felony that involves some business misdealing, like selling inappropriate or improper inserts into shoes, then that should not
take away your right. Now, by the way, she was outvoted. She lost in that case. She filed the dissent. But in terms of a felon losing a right to vote, do you think that felons who are serving time in penitentiary should vote?
I think they should have their rights restored if they complete their sentence and are allowed back into society.
That's the way it is in most states.
For a non-dangerous felon, I'm talking about again.
Right, and that's the way it is in most states, is that it, once you have finished your probation and your parole, once you're out of the criminal justice system, then I believe in the overwhelming majority of states, including Florida, famously, you get your franchise back. I think it's an extreme position, what Bernie Sanders took in the midst of the election, that even people who are serving life sentences for extremely serious crimes should have the right to vote. He said the Tsarnaev brother who murdered those people in the Boston Massacre bomb, the Boston Marathon bombing, that he should have his right to vote restored. Now, I don't agree with that, and I suspect you don't either.
No, of course not.
Okay. So, I think that, you see, part of what a judicial temperament means is the ability to move away from extremes. And this is unfortunately been a real problem in our politics. It's either you're all one or you're all the other. But generally, what works best and really is part of our political tradition is finding some path up the middle. That's what Lincoln was all about. That's what all of our greatest leaders have been all about. Not taking the most extreme or absolutist point of view, either legally or politically. Tony, I appreciate your call and your challenge. Have Senator Blumenthal done with his questioning right now, Jeremy? Okay, but maybe we can go back and should we play the other aspect of his question that we missed because of the break a little bit later on. I do think on the issue of Roe v. Wade, in one of her interchanges with Senator Feinstein, the Judge Barrett was talked about responded to Senator Feinstein's also pressing on the issue of abortion. This would be clip number two, Jeremy.
You said you're an originalist. It says eight. Is that true? What does that mean in English?
In English. Okay, so in English, that means that I interpret the Constitution as a law, that I interpret its text as text, and I understand it to have the meaning that it had at the time people ratified it.
Okay.
So that meaning doesn't change over time, and it's not up to me to update it or infuse my own policy views into it.
Okay, that was actually with, of course, Senator Lindsey Graham defining originalism. And it was Senator Feinstein in the next clip up there, I believe it is, Jeremy. It was Senator Feinstein who pressed her on Roe v. Wade. Listen.
Does the Constitution give the President of the United States the authority to unilaterally delay a general election under any circumstances? Does federal law?
Well, Senator, if that question ever came before me, I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process. So, you know, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit. And I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits. I think we want judges to approach cases thoughtfully and with an open mind.
Okay. That idea, it bears on one of the arguments that the Democrats are using against Judge Barrett, the notion that she may be asked to judge an attempt by President Trump to delay or fool with this election somehow. And she was not saying that she was open to that. What she was saying is asking that kind of question out of context when the situation is totally imaginary is fallacious. She was also pushed, and this is going back to yesterday, to try to guarantee that she would recuse herself if any question comes up regarding her participating in a decision on this election, the election of 2020. The Wall Street Journal has a powerful editorial that I will share with you that says, of course, she shouldn't be required to do that. The various judges who were appointed by Bill Clinton did not have to recuse themselves when the Supreme Court heard the case of Clinton versus Paula Jones. And guess what? Those two Clinton appointees, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer, both voted against the president. And that basically is a tradition. And somehow the fact that someone appoints you to a position doesn't mean that you then cannot be part of the adjudication process on that individual who has made the appointment. And yes, that is a fairly well accepted position in American jurisprudence. It also ought to be a fairly well accepted position in the United States that we cannot allow random violence and destruction of property and destruction of monuments. The story out of Portland about the crashing of the statues needs further exploration, and we'll get to that as well coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Wall Street Journal in their editorial has a headline. It says Barrett should refuse to recuse. She'd have a duty to hear election cases if she's confirmed. And they make the case that the idea that you have to recuse yourself when it comes to a position or even an election involving the president who appointed you, it's ridiculous. They point out that by the yardstick the Democrats, led by Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, put forward, should Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh have sat out the cases involving President Trump's financial disclosures? They ruled against him, for the record. They both did. They'd both been appointed by Trump. They ruled against him because they're righteous judges. Should Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer have refused to hear Clinton v. Paula Jones? And the Journal points out this recusal push is part of a Democratic election strategy to stir outrage that the GOP is filling an open Supreme Court seat. It has no basis in law or the court's traditional practice. Judge Barrett would be shirking her duty if she did recuse, namely remove herself from a case. And she can cite as an authority no less an eminence than her old boss, Justice Scalia. Let's go to Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. Perhaps the least qualified member of the Judiciary Committee is trying to duel with Justice Barrett. Let's listen in.
When she eventually realized this stark inequality, she sued for pay discrimination, and a jury agreed. But the Supreme Court kicked Lilly's claim out of the court for being too late. The conservative majority, including your mentor, Justice Scalia, interpreted Title VII's 180-day time limit to mean that Lilly had to have filed her claim within 180 days of when her salary was decided, instead of accepting the common sense approach of viewing her paychecks as an ongoing part of pay discrimination. Justice Ginsburg strongly disagreed with her conservative colleagues' approach to the case. In her dissent, she pointed out the many challenges women face in discovering pay disparities, including how many companies keep salaries confidential. In a stinging rebuke, she said, quote, "The court does not comprehend or is indifferent to the insidious way in which women can be victims of pay discrimination," end quote. In another case, in 2018, In Epic Systems Corp. v. Lewis, employees who had been illegally underpaid joined together to seek back pay in court. To block this effort, their employers forced them to sign an arbitration agreement prohibiting collective actions. They actually have to sign these arbitration agreements in order to even have a job or keep their job. So the Supreme Court's conservative majority, including Justice Scalia, sided with the company. They interpreted a general federal arbitration law to override two worker protections laws instead
of recognizing
that the worker protection law falls sensibly within the exceptions in the arbitration law, meaning that the worker protections laws should prevail. Again, Justice Ginsburg strongly disagreed with the majority's approach to the case. In her dissent, she pointed out that blocking joint lawsuits would deter most workers.
Okay, let me help here. Justice Barrett is not going to be a carbon copy of Justice Ginsburg. She won't be an exact carbon copy or a Xerox copy or any other kind of copy of Justice Scalia, though that's closer. But so what? What is it that Mazie Hirono, is she getting to the point, Jeremy, or is she just continuing to read the cases that have been put in front of her? Okay, let's give a few more moments to Senator Hirono here.
Action laws, those are the kind of real-world impacts. So do you think Justice Ginsburg was wrong to consider real-world impacts in her decision-making?
Well, Senator, you know, both the case, you know, you're talking about Lilly Ledbetter, both that case and Epic Systems are precedents of the court. And as I've said a number of times during the hearing, I can't really comment or grade thumbs up or thumbs down, as Justice Kagan put it, prior precedents, or say how I would have decided them.
They are, Judge Barrett, they are precedents of the court that do not take into consideration the real world factors at play here. And in fact, in the case of Epic Systems, the court sided with the corporation, as opposed to the workers who are trying to remedy a wrong. And in Lilly Ledbetter, she was totally out in the cold. So again, the court did not. So they established precedent, all right, but it was a precedent that was not based on real life impacts. So much as you sit here telling me that you would follow the law, after all, the law, for example, the Affordable Care Act, that law embodies a policy that says we want as many people as possible to be covered under insurance. And if the Affordable Care Act is struck down, that policy, that law, would be struck down. So I know that there was some discussion about some distinction that you make about policy versus the law, and I find that
distinction
a fiction. Because every law or most laws we pass are supposed to have real-world impacts. Otherwise, why should we pass a law? So
otherwise, why should Congress exist if the Supreme Court is going to make all the laws? Go ahead.
Here, let me rephrase that. You do consider Justice Scalia to be your mentor, that your judicial philosophy is in alignment with him, and I think we all acknowledge that Justice Scalia and Justice Ginsburg were at pretty much opposite ends of the spectrum. So since Justice Ginsburg made it a policy, her approach was to look at the real world impact. Justice Scalia's was not. So I'd say that when it comes to the Affordable Care Act,
okay, she wants
the real
world Ginsburg to rest in peace, but Justice Scalia not.
Will not be taken into consideration by the conservative judges would mean that 23 million people could lose their health care, that 133 million Americans with pre-existing conditions could lose critical protections for their health care, and more than 7 million Americans who have tested positive for COVID-19.
Okay, let the record show that the reason that Mazie's going on like this is she has very detailed notes in front of her that she's obviously reading from. And Justice Barrett, soon to be Justice Barrett, has none. She just has a blank piece of paper. Does she have a chance to answer now?
Lose coverage for critical maternity care services?
No. Okay, so please let me answer, because this is so annoying. She's saying, well, you're not considering the real-world impact. You're only considering the law. That's her job. The reason we have a Senate of the United States, the reason we have a House of Representatives of the United States, the reason we have a President of the United States, and the reason that all those positions are elected, people get to vote on them, and the reason you don't get to vote on who is going on the Supreme Court is because their job is not to figure out, well, do I think this thing will benefit the country? Do I think this thing won't benefit the country? The entire question about the impact of real-world policy on people is not the function of the Supreme Court. The function of the Supreme Court is to allow those decisions to be made by the political branches of the government, the legislature and the executive, and only to interfere when something that either the legislature or the executive have done violates the Constitution or violates existing law in some way, or if there's a conflict of existing laws. It is not the job of the Supreme Court to evaluate and say, well, we want to defend the Affordable Care Act because it's done so much good for so many people. The question about the Affordable Care Act, and again, the chances of the Affordable Care Act being struck down at any time this year or next, or at any time, frankly, are very, very nil. And they get lower and lower and lower each time for each year that that legislation exists. Now, clearly that legislation needs to be changed. This is one thing that Joe Biden and President Trump agree on, and that basically Republicans and Democrats agree on. Nobody thinks that the Affordable Care Act is working perfectly as it was orchestrated. And there are very few people who believe that somehow all you have to do is wipe it off the books. The question is, does it need to be replaced? And of course it does. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be improved. Biden has talked about that. And President Trump has talked about that. And there will be some kind of plan regarding adjustments to the Affordable Care Act, but they will not involve stripping 20 million Americans of the insurance that they have and on which they rely. There's a fascinating piece by Gerald Seib I want to get to about why it is Biden has been so consistently ahead in the polls. We will get to that. The vision of editorial editor at the Wall Street Journal, Gerald Seib. Also the question of, can something be done to stop the destruction of statues of Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt in Portland and other destruction elsewhere for the sake of sanity in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.